Curator Linda Arrowsmith leads me down a dark hallway in the back of the Canton Museum of Art. We walk through several doors and past an alarm keypad.
It's where we house everything that's flat, like paintings and prints and watercolors. But as you can tell, the racks are all empty.
They're empty because the museum is renovating the storage space, replacing old skylights that over time could damage the artwork stored here. But to make room for all this construction, a full quarter of the museum's collection, more than 240 paintings, ceramics, and sculptures, had to be moved out. That's when Assistant Registrar Kaylee Pisani-Page had an idea. Why not hang all the displaced work salon style?
That means you try to squeeze as many works as possible on every inch of space possible. So normally in a museum, you'd go in and everything will be spaced out properly. You only see a few things on the wall. But here, you will see things above eye level, below eye level, just squished in every possible space.
She says this is almost certainly the most works ever exhibited at once in the museum's history. The style of hanging artwork this way originated in 18th century France, where large quantities of art was displayed to the public regardless of class, gender, or social standing in vast salons. But the style has largely died out in modern museums.
I was honestly just thinking about the visitor and thinking about, well, why hide it? Why not show it to them, no matter how we have to do it? And let's do it in a fun way, something different that we don't usually do, and give them an idea of our whole collection, really, what we've been collecting all these years. See them all together.
Pisani-Page says a lot of this work has never been exhibited together, so large watercolors are edge to edge with small intimate drawings. Huge Egyptian-inspired sculptures overlook paintings that have been in the collection for decades. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.